Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And let the celebration continue. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Luke Sloan on the updates. John?
Different feel this morning, eh?
A very different feeling, wow. As they are headed to Seattle this weekend. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. That was stressful, painful, torturous, and wonderful. All in the span of about 2.5 to 3 hours. It was magnificent. And, hey, Tigers in three. And they are not and will not be the first to win the opening game. As we talked about, hey, you win the opening game, you win the series. Because Boston, those dirty dogs in Boston, are the first to win the opening game of the wild card series and then lose the next two to New York, and so they're out. The Tigers took care of business.
Does it feel like a weight was lifted?
Yes. And, I mean, that's why I kept telling you yesterday. Like, there's no guarantees. And we could have been sitting here and you know, bemoaning the fact that the bats never got going. And there were opportunities earlier in the game where, hey, runners in scoring position, and my wife and I were watching it, and it's just like, you know what? How can this not happen? And then all of a sudden, the seventh inning. And it was all started by the hustle of Parker Meadows.
On that bunt.
There's so much for us. There's so many great moments for us to talk about. But to be able to get a bunt like that, and we had talked, hey, why not play small ball? I don't necessarily know that that's, it, by definition, it's small ball. But for Parker Meadows, that should be a part of his game. And has been a little bit. It needs to be more of it because he is so fast.
Yeah, when you can bunt for a base hit, that's not the same as sacrificing an out.
Correct.
And he has the speed, 6'5", long legs, to do it. Yeah, that kicked off the rally in that inning. But what really gave him a little bit of breathing room was Dylan Dinkler's home run, which I thought was so ironic. Yeah, we can't drive in anybody in scoring position, so
let's just, hey, if you're at the plate, you're in scoring position.
Just hit it a mile. We don't need anybody on base.
Yes.
That was huge because we knew one run here, one run there was going to change the tide of the game. And once the Tigers started to get a little bit of momentum, hitting becomes contagious. And that seventh inning, you're right. They just kept hitting.
Yeah. And it didn't have to be doubles, triples. It was single, but it was with bases loaded. And then it was with guys on second and third. Like, it just, that's where you're able to get the lead that they got, because even after Dingler hit the home run, I don't know if you had this conversation with yourself or if you're watching with your wife. I turned to my wife and I said, there is no chance that two runs is enough to win this game.
And it wouldn't have been.
No, because, I mean, well, the error, like, it could have been.
Well, it could have been, but can we highlight Vest for a second? Because in the moment, you're going, how do you drop the ball? The wherewithal to still rally and make the throw over to second, because it ends the inning. The alternative is Jose Ramirez is on second base and Vest pitch count starts to climb up.
Right.
That was, look, he catches the ball, he doesn't have to make the throw, but the fact that he was able to pick up and not let one mistake be two. Yeah, exactly.
But yes, and to highlight it even more is the wherewithal, the hustle, the ability to put a bad play and not make one play into two bad plays to make that throw, but Javi Baez. His tag on the Dingler throw to second base on Ramirez stealing.
Stolen base, yeah.
And then to get Ramirez at second, like Ramirez right now has got to be waking up going, man, I just can't get to second base. All I want is second base. And the Tigers, and it's Javi Baez with a teach tape of how to place a tag. Like, if you don't have a throw from Dingler, like, that's the first thing that starts it, right? It is a laser beam, and it's on the money. But it's the tag that finishes things off. If you don't have a tag like that, even though the throw is great, you're probably not getting them. Same thing with Vest. Great throw, but it's all about the finish.
I asked you if there's a weight lifted off their shoulders. They blew a 15.5 game lead in the division. I don't know if you've heard that. They heard that. And multiple Tigers referenced that. Jack Flaherty with Jennifer Hammond, Fox 2.
Yep.
And now Kerry Carpenter is a man of God, so he didn't quite put it that bluntly, but he had thoughts as well. That was with Brad Galley after the game. Weight off their shoulder. Specifically, Cleveland had been a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Last year in the playoffs, this year down the stretch. I don't want to overstate it, John, but I also don't want to understate the significance of taking down those guys who have been a problem for years. And now seeing the offense come alive, even a little bit, right? It's that whole see the ball go through the hoop. A little bit of confidence. Seattle is not untouchable. You know, I mean, you're going to throw Skubal twice in a 5-game series if necessary.
Yeah.
So he's going to throw in potentially more games and a higher percentage of the games this round than he did last round. Meanwhile, Seattle's number one, Brian Wu, I was reading last night, it's uncertain. He might not pitch at all in this series.
Yeah. Those are all things that we'll get a chance to take a look at. And I know that, you know, it all starts tomorrow.
I know.
So there's not much time to sit around and wait. They're on their way out there. And it is going to be a great matchup. It'll be a lot of fun. And you asked the question, is all forgiven? I don't know. It's there's so much that goes into what happened, and now that they're moving on, like, we're all happy and excited that they're moving on. But this is where they were last year.
Yep.
And so to be better, you need to finish better.
Advance. I would tell you, and I'll only speak for myself as a fan, I have forgiven them for the division collapse. Mm-hmm. I haven't forgiven the deadline, and I don't think the season is a success as we sit today. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. But
if they beat Seattle, the team that went aggressive at the deadline, they win this series anyway. Well, as much as I'd hate to admit it, like, they got away with it, right? Yeah. You'd have to forgive the deadline at that point.
Well, and here's what I love about this team is, yeah, I think it is forgiven for the players in regards to there was an epic collapse at the end of the season. They could have just sat there and said, you know what? Hey, let's get out of this. Let's see what we can do in the offseason. Let's see what the front office is going to do, blah, blah, blah. But the players never quit. And it just was, it was so much fun to see them finally have that type of inning. And for Riley Green to have two hits and you know, coming off of, you know, quote unquote, being benched in a key moment in game two, to have the game that he had, it was fun to watch.
We got the phone lines open. We'll start with Stan, 248-539-9797. Stan, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, John. And if Heather's there, life is good. You know, it's such a great accomplishment. This team last year snuck up on people. This year they were the hunted, being one of the youngest teams in the league. They stepped to their brim. Couldn't be happier. I think, like you said, Jim, we got two school bus going against Seattle. But also, if it stands stuck in a Fangraphs depth chart, they only have two left on their roster, Stan, in the bullpen.
Stan, we're losing you,
Your
bud.
Phone's chopping in and out. If you could, are you still there?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Bye.
Sorry, Stan, I love you. We can't. I'm sorry. We tried to fight through it with your phone.
No, but it is all about the guys. And to be in a position where, hey, bases are loaded, who would you want up? And I know Perez was one of the guys that started it off, with a single, but it's Torque and then it's Green to finish things off. What did we say yesterday? You had, what was it, you know, bases loaded, and you had Carp, Green, Torque, and nothing. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout.
AJ took some flack because he put Wenzel Perez in the three spot. He's been cold. It ended up working out because it provides the buffer. He's the switch hitter.
Right.
It puts the other manager in a weird spot. And he didn't start the game well, but he did have a big knock late.
Yes.
Ended up working out.
Yes, it did. And I didn't think that much of it because... But then you look at social media and everybody's bringing up, oh, well, he's 5 of 56 in the last, yep, you know, 56 at-bats. But it only takes that one. And that's the uniqueness about baseball.
And you know how you pull off TIT? Big knocks.
That's right. Well done.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. It's 97-1.
Yeah. Hey, America's favorite place to watch football, baseball, because it's still going on, is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Chris Illich, part of the post-game celebration last night. Tigers in three. T-I-T?
Yep, Tigers in three. Mm-hmm, that's what.
And they're in the second round. They'll be in the ALDS Saturday, Sunday in Seattle. Tuesday will be the first home game at Comerica Park. John, they did it. They advanced. Now we asked a question, is all forgiven? That's more of a complicated question.
It is, and it's... So I let's start with AJ, and let's just keep it to what we saw on the field. AJ had a bad game too, but I think most of us believe he is top three manager.
He's working with what he's got.
Right, he's working with what he's got, and he pulled a lot of strings throughout the course of 162, and I don't think that they're actually even in the postseason without AJ Hinch.
Okay.
I think he was, what to say about, you know, in terms of plus wins.
I mean, they made it by a game, so it's a fair point.
Right. So is he worth, you know, plus five games? I don't know.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go back and analyze, which I'm not going to do.
I'm not going to fight you at it. Okay, but, I'm with you.
So I think everything is forgiven from him from game two to game three.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the fact that he stayed with Flaherty as long as he did. And I don't think it's one of those where... he outcoached Vogt, or, you know, because Vogt ended up using, what, eight relievers or eight pitchers total.
But there is an element of who blinks first is at a disadvantage.
Right, which happened on Tuesday.
Yep.
Or game two,
yes.
Sorry, which was Wednesday. So I think all is forgiven there. For the players, I think you've got to say all is forgiven as well, because they came through when they had to. Now, it was agonizing. And I still think when they play Seattle... this is a torturous team to watch, because is everything solved because of one good seventh inning?
No.
No.
They were 3 of 28 runners in scoring position before they finally broke through.
Right. And so do I think everything is going to be fixed? I don't think so. But you've got to have that inning. If you don't have that inning, you're not moving on. But you've got to have that to build a little bit of confidence to be able to go out to Seattle and even think and believe that you can do that.
I would say all is forgiven from the divisional collapse because it didn't matter. Now, they had to bow up and step up, and they had a million chances. It was agonizing. How could you be this unclutch for as long as they were? How could you not knock guys in? They did. They overcame the adversity they brought to their own doorstep, but they got where they needed to be, which is Cleveland's eliminated and the Tigers are still playing. I would forgive them for blowing this division.
But the guys that had to hit, and we talked about the clutch gene yesterday. Who's got the clutch gene? Well, we said it was Scooble. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't really think there was anybody else that had the clutch gene. I would actually start to argue. Now, first year, we'll see what he does in coming years. But Dingler may be one of those guys. Because throughout the course of the year, when, you know, stolen bases, when we had to have somebody thrown out, I mean, you want to talk about laser beams. And he has become maybe my favorite Tiger. But I said, who else? Javi Baez. And he was Javier to start the season, and he was Javi for the past, what, 2.5 months of the season. But when it mattered most, he was the one that came through in so many different ways, whether it's the out to help clinch a playoff berth, that diving catch.
Yep.
It was, you know, I can't remember if it was the 7th or the 8th, but it was a great play at shortstop to make a throw and throw a strike to first base to get a key out. It's the tags at second. It's all the things that he did in this 3-game series because, oddly enough, he was the only one that could put bat on ball.
I know.
And gave them a chance.
So you can answer that question. It's all forgiven. The one guy I don't think people are going to forgive, and I haven't forgiven yet, is management for the way they conducted the deadline. Now, Seattle went out and added a couple bats and was far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. If Detroit beat Seattle, I mean...
Well, you're going to have to sit there and say, well...
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven. Are you willing to say...
Take the strike back.
He was right. That's a different question, and it's a much more painful answer.
That's why I hesitated.
Yeah.
Look, I got some time to think about that.
Yeah, let's go.
We are going to preview the Seattle matchup at 7:02 today because, hey, Tiger baseball rolls on, baby, and they have more chances to win people over who they spurned at the end of the regular season. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Spirit Airlines has announced it is laying off over 100 flight attendants at Detroit Metro Airport in December. So the airline says that the layoffs are expected to be temporary, but they're not giving any information or commenting on how long they'll actually last. So there's 103 flight attendants locally that will be laid off. They're among 1,800 that the carrier is laying off nationwide. And that we've talked about this airline. They're struggling. They filed for bankruptcy protection for a second time. They say, like, hey, even though we filed for this bankruptcy protection, like, our daily operations aren't going to be affected,
right.
But
we're just reorganizing. And part of the reorganizing is furloughing these employees so that you can bring them back. And we saw a lot of furloughing during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully in the meantime, they're able to find work. And if they do, maybe they don't want to go back.
I wonder how that works in the flight attendant industry.
If you're furloughed, can you pick up with Delta?
Yeah. Can I pick up a shift with Ryanair? I don't know, just like a random airline.
If they're paying and you're willing to work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if they have contracts yet.
I'm not really sure how it all works. Hey, the LCA will be serving up some new food when you go there for some Red Wings games. Yeah, so when the Wings hit the ice on October 9th, you can get your hands on, let's say, lobster rolls.
Oh.
Okay. House-made short rib pastrami sandwiches.
Okay.
Ham and cheese sandwiches with Dearborn ham. New York-style pizza with mushrooms and goat cheese. New drink options.
Okay. I like mushrooms. I like goat cheese. I'd give that a shot.
Sounds like all very good things to go check out.
We'll have to have our season ticket holder give us the update.
A little
short
food
rib
reviews.
Ravioli.
Oh, that sounds great.
Could be pretty
right
good.
Up your alley. Maybe it'll replace your bolognese.
Oh, a new number one. Yeah, maybe.
Chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Ooh,
sounds great.
Right, that's easy call.
I mean, it all sounds good. They're going to have some new drink options as well. Handcrafted margaritas, themed drinks to focus on the season's centennial vibe. There's going to be new vegan options. Oh. Lots to check out food-wise.
What about improved blue line play? Any word on that?
The smarm.
Yeah. Police on Thursday were following. Actually, they picked up on a stolen pickup truck. They were using a license plate reader picked up on this stolen truck. They were able to kind of block this truck in at a gas station. But while the truck was like surrounded by vehicles, the driver said, you know what? I'm going to get out of the situation. Backed up right into a patrol car, tried to then drive forward. A trooper did deploy their taser. Police were able to take the driver, who happened to be an 18-year-old from Detroit, into custody. They also say there was another 18-year-old woman in the vehicle along with a 1-year-old baby. So they were also inside the truck. And, you know, police are just saying, good job finding this stolen truck and getting this person off the streets. Waiting in line. We've all had to do it at some point in time. It sucks. Nobody likes to wait in line, right? But science says waiting is actually good for your brain.
Oh.
Yeah. So research shows that it strengthens self-control, helping us resist short-term temptations in favor of long-term goals. Okay. And it's not just waiting in line, but it's waiting to, let's say, make a big purchase.
Sure. Yes.
You might
make a big decision.
Yes. You might instantly think like, I want that. Mm-hmm. But if you wait a little bit,
you work through the whole
yes.
equation and the pros and the cons.
Yeah. And they say waiting and silence, I guess if you do it together, can foster reflection, creativity, and better communication, even in everyday settings.
It makes sense because I definitely believe the opposite is true. Like the fact that we get everything instantaneous.
Oh, yeah.
So, it probably hurts your brain. So
instant
it makes
gratification,
sense that the opposite would be good for you.
Yeah.
Yes. I like the waiting and silence.
I know. This is kind of interesting. The way you wake up in a hotel room could completely change. So Holiday Inn Express is testing a new, listen to this, scent-based alarm clock.
What?
Okay. Yes.
What scent?
So it basically works like a diffuser would work, where it releases a scent to wake you up in the morning. And it sounds like you would get to choose the scent that you'd like. But of course, there's so many.
Like bacon?
Well, that is a scent that is offered. So it's not in the U.S. yet, but they're trying it out right now. Australia, New Zealand has it. You can pick from coffee, bacon, blueberry muffin scent.
Okay.
In Japan, in Thailand, Singapore, they have like a mango option, a pear option.
I usually have a scent that wakes up the rest of the room.
All right. Heather with the news. 97.1. Picks are next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The picks are brought to you by Shaner Roofing, a tie in the standings for first place. Tom, the Governor Milliken, in first with yours truly. John's a game back. Mm. Heather, two games back.
Wait. Say that again.
You're one game out of first place.
Okay, no, the next one.
Heather is in fourth place.
Oh.
And Greg is in last. Now, quick note.
How's it feel?
Heather did message me last night. She goes, hey, you haven't sent the picks. John, I think she's starting to grind some tape looking at some X's and O's, the All-22, to catch up
to us. Have you heard the picks over the last couple of years? She's not grinding on tape.
Well, she might need to start. She's in fourth place.
Yeah.
Greg.
I argue that I'm spiritually in first place because I'm having the most fun, but we start an SEC country where College Game Day and Greg Palm will be in Tuscaloosa for Alabama hosting Vanderbilt. Alabama's favored by 10.5 points, Jim.
Vandy's the trendy underdog, right? They did it last year. Look, you get 10 in a hook. Bama remembers. Roll Tide.
You know what? I think so as well. And what we're seeing for Alabama, obviously, not a great first week. Ty Simpson has been really good since then. The running attack, except for against Wisconsin, but they didn't have to use the running attack because they threw for 350 yards, has been really good. But the biggest thing, defense. And I think this is where they are able to cover that 10.5 because they hold Vandy. I don't know if they hold them under 10, but Vandy's going to have trouble scoring. This is a revenge game for not just Alabama, the players, but for Kalen DeBoer.
I'm going with Alabama as well, but for me, it comes down to Jay Cutler. He went to Vanderbilt. He's not winning these days.
No, he's not.
Although he did get released from jail a couple days early, so I guess that is kind of a win, but I'll go with Alabama.
Jim, you said this and not these quite words earlier in the season. The days of revenge, now we're Superman, we're Super Bama. Those days are over. Give me the boys from Vandy and the People's Heisman winner, Diego Pavia.
Mm. Yeah, I was a little torn on this because I think Vandy's offense is for real. But Bama remembers there's no letdown. This would be the ultimate letdown if Vandy was normal Vandy. And what decided my pick here is I was really torn on this, so I was just going to stick with Jim. That way I don't lose any ground.
Oh. Yeah, well, don't worry. We could be sinking to the bottom.
I don't care if I lose the game. I just don't want to lose a game to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, to Tallahassee, primetime, ABC. It's not Big Ten Saturday night. It's ACC Saturday night. Miami, the U, travels to Florida State. Miami's favored by 4.5 points, John.
This is good on good. Florida State's offense versus Miami's defense. Which is going to be able to come up on top? And I think it's Miami's defense. I think it's legit. I'm not really sold on Carson Beck, but I don't know that I have to be because we've seen Florida State's offense be good, but also sputter a little bit. I think they pause first, so I'm going to go with the Hurricanes.
Man, I'm also going with Miami.
You're just taking the picks that I take you don't fall behind.
Do you remember when Anna Kournikova was like a really big deal?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's still dating Enrique Iglesias. He went to Miami, and so did a slew of other celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, you missed that.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't escape.
This is why she wants the picks ahead of time.
Looking into my crystal ball, I see a decisive victory for the U.
I'm going to go off the road here. I'm going to take the home dog.
Well, Tom, we're going to go toe to toe. John's right. This does come down to Miami's defensive front against FSU's rushing attack. I think the advantage in the trenches lie with the Hurricanes.
Michigan State travels to Lincoln, taking on Nebraska. Michigan State is getting 11.5 points. Heather?
I'm not sure Michigan State will win the game, but I do think they can cover, so I'm going to go with my Spartans.
The Spartans.
What?
The Nebraska hype train gets derailed. MSU!
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, I have to while I can.
I think Nebraska's offense sputters just enough that I can't believe they're this big of a favorite, and I think they're that big just because of Michigan State's defense, but Michigan State had a bye to try to fix their defense a little bit. I will take the Spartans, even if it's a backdoor cover.
They also had a whole offseason to fix their defense. Hasn't happened. Spread's big for a reason. Cornhuskers.
Yep, I'm same way. If you can't stop this offense needs to come out and make a statement for Nebraska. If you can't pressure the quarterback and you can't stop the receivers, I think Nebraska is just going to stomp them. So let's go Nebraska.
To the Big House. It's Big Noon Kickoff on Fox. Mm. Michigan favored by 17.5 points against the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm going to keep riding this until the wheels fall off. I'll take Wisconsin.
I'm going to go Michigan here. And again, I think a very tough pick here. I think this is the spot where Michigan's going to tell us if they really have a defense or not. And so this thing could go, you know, 27-6, something like that. Can Wisconsin score? That's my question here. That's why I'm taking Michigan in the points.
I don't know if you guys have noticed what's going on here. Greg, the last time you correctly picked a Michigan game was what?
I believe they won the national championship.
So it's been a minute. I was going to pick the opposite of whatever Greg did. So give me the Wolverines.
I'm taking Michigan as well, and here's why. I know that the rush defense for Wisconsin has been good, but they haven't really gone against anybody that's got a good rushing offense. They struggled to score points. They only scored 17 points against Miami of Ohio. I know they went for 42 against Middle Tennessee State, but so does everyone else. 14 against Alabama, 10 against Maryland. That was at home. Identity crisis. They don't know if they're a physical team, if they're a passing team. So give me Michigan.
I'll take Michigan as well.
Oh, no. Michigan's going to win by 18-plus. To the NFL. Seahawks in the PNW are hosting the Buccaneers. Seahawks are favored by 3.5 points. Gov. Well,
the Bucs are still without Mike Evans. They could be without Bucky Irving. I like the Buccaneers a lot as a team. I think Baker is feisty on the road. He's played up there before. It's going to be no 12th man bothering him. And my decision here was to, I'm going to go with the head coach against the quarterback. I think Todd Bowles is a really good defensive mind, and he'll have a good game plan against Darnold to keep this close and even the Bucs win.
Baker, upset maker. Give me Tampa.
Well, we finally part ways, Cookies, because I'm going with the Seahawks, and I'm going with, I hate to even say this, but I think Sam Darnold is no longer a bottom tier quarterback. I think he's middle of the road, and that's good enough when you've got a running game with Kenneth Walker, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Cooper Kupp. He's got plenty of weapons. They're protecting him. And then defensively, yeah, if you're going to be without Mike Evans, you're going to be without some of those offensive weapons. I really like Mike McDaniel's defense. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
I am going to go with the Buccaneers. Pirates over birds sounds better.
Pirates over birds.
Yeah.
John picked the former Michigan guy, of course. Up, down, Bucks. The Chiefs are favored by 3.5 points at the Jaguars, Jim.
Jags have forced the most turnovers in football. I don't see Mahomes giving them multiple gifts. I think the Chiefs offense is figuring some things out. The Jags at 3-1 feels wrong. Let's make it 3-2. Give me KC.
Yeah, I think KC has to have this game. It's another must win. I think that they, I know that all the numbers for Jags defense, but I just don't think their offense is at all legitimate. And going up against the Spagnuolo defense, no, it's not happening. Give me the Chiefs.
I don't want to be picking the same as you because I need to make up games, but I'm also choosing the Chiefs.
It's all right. We got two that are different so far.
A couple.
I do not believe in 4-1 Jags and 2-3 Chiefs. Chiefs!
Yeah, I almost would have guaranteed this would be a clean sweep. I'm going with the Chiefs, too. I don't know if the Jags offense is going to be able to score much in this game.
Yeah.
And finally, the Lions, 10.5-point favorites on the road in this National Football League at the Cincinnati Bengals. John.
Bengals can't stop the run. Bengals can't stop the pass. Bengals can't stop anything. Bengals can't score offensively, even though they have the best tandem of receivers, or maybe the best tandem of receivers. If you can't get them the ball, you can't protect your quarterback. Jake Browning he's just the next target. It was originally Joe Burrow. Now it's Jake Browning. I mean, you may have to figure out who is next because the Lions are going to put a beat down on them. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, let's go Lions. I'll take the Lions too.
Bengals are ass. Trey Hendrickson has Lego hair. Lions.
You know, double-digit road favorite. They're dangerous in the NFL. But I think the Lions are up-down proof. And I think that's one of the great attributes of the Dan Campbell regime in terms of they don't mess around against bad teams. This is going to be the takeover of the year in terms of fans at Cincy. The Cincy fans are probably selling tickets left and right.
But give them away.
Where it's going to be a disco inferno in Cincy. Oh.
There's no letdowns here. Aiden Hutchinson, multi-sack day. And even if Detroit's just trying to run out the clock, they'll run over Cincinnati. Give me the Lions. Those are the picks. It's 97.1.
Hey, ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel has got a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's given everyone a college football profit boost every single week. And here's how it works. Each week, We're going to give everyone a profit boost to use on college football. So there's no hoops you got to jump through. So no opt-in gymnastics, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy and it's fun and it's only on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the app, check out the Boostin' with the Boys offer, and get in on all the action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have a day, Dylan Dingler. Home run. Managed all those arms out of the bullpen. Had a caught stealing. Tigers advancing to the ALDS. We'll talk about their matchup with the Mariners coming up at 7:02. We've got some calls want to get to from how you're feeling about this team. John, we also got a football game this weekend. We can continue our dominance over the state of Ohio.
Yes, and who doesn't love winning in Ohio? It's just, it's a little sweeter than all other wins.
It's going to feel like Ford Field South, is it not?
Yeah, I've been chatting with a number of individuals over the course of the week that there are Lions fans in mass going to Cincinnati. And I had a couple of people say, hey, you know, Saturday night, you want to come down? I'm like, nope, there's only two reasons I go to that state. One, it's a kid event, or it's work. And this doesn't cover either one. So you're on your own. Good luck. But yeah, this is last year's Indianapolis Colts game. This is the Tribe 2 game that even before, you know, Joe Burrow was hurt and Cincinnati's been, you know, heading in the wrong direction, and you're going to get a lot of people trying to sell their tickets in Cincinnati. I think that is going to actually inflate the number of Detroit fans that will be down there, because it may actually be cheaper to go to Cincinnati to watch a game, even if you're just driving down and back in the same day, because it's a 4 o'clock start.
I would imagine it would be. And there's also this dynamic, like Cincy fans, they're probably waving the white flag. Our season's over. Our quarterback's hurt. And if they want to sell their tickets normally, they're not going to get very much. But if they want to sell them this week, I know there's a bunch of people in the state of Michigan that would gladly swoop in and purchase them at what feels like a discount for what they normally pay at Ford Field. Yeah, I think this will be a lot of Honolulu blue. It'll be a takeover. And John, it does feel like the Lions are letdown proof, does it not?
It does, and we've obviously seen them bounce back, and I don't know if you want to call game one a letdown. I don't think it's a letdown against Green Bay.
No,
I'm talking about,
like, you get the big emotional win, and then you overlook your opponent. They don't do that.
Right, well, so it could have been a big emotional win at Baltimore, and then overlooking Browns coming to town. Well, okay, they didn't do that, and now you're going down to Cincinnati. It's a road trip. It's a business trip. You're going to be a little bit more focused to begin with, but it's Cincinnati who's been awful.
Yeah, like, what are they even selling for this game? Like, they can't protect. The quarterback isn't Joe Burrow to where he can be a superhero and find a way to make it work. It just looks ugly. They've got a couple good receivers, and Detroit's got some banged up corners. First game without DJ Reed. But look, if Detroit's got a lead, Aiden can pin his ears back. If Detroit's got a lead, they can run the ball and lean on you. And since he can't stop anybody.
No, so, they can't.
We do want to hear from you if you are one of the Lions fans making this trip. And your confidence level that Detroit just doesn't have any bumps in the road here. 248-539-9797. We also have those Tiger fans.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hit those phone calls as well. Let's get to Shane in Farmington Hills. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
It's Beaver Meat Shane again. I've been on hold for quite a while, but I wanted to tell you guys, yesterday, first of all, what an amazing game from the Tigers. I am so relieved. I had a ticket text to you guys yesterday. I had said that the Tigers were going to win 6-3 with a big four-run inning between the fifth and the seventh with home runs from Dingler and Torres. The only thing that I missed was the home run from Torres. So that was just crazy to almost call that to fruition. But I just wanted to let you guys know. I feel more confident in this team going to Seattle with this wild card win more than I felt as confident as I was with them going to Cleveland with the 15.5 game collapse, like the divisional pressure. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Do you guys kind of feel like the same way?
Yeah.
Or
I do.
Okay.
I do. And I think you're not going to be alone today. I think a lot of Tigers fans, the wind's back in the sails, right? That's a team they had a lot of weight on their shoulders with Cleveland. Get through Cleveland, set up Scooble potentially twice in this series, game two and game five if necessary. Seattle's number one pitcher, Brian Wu, is still injured. He may not be available at all in this series. Suddenly, you start looking at this weekend in Seattle, and if you get Scooble to split, you come home with a split, and then you're throwing Mize and Flaherty. And if the I know that comes down to can they score, but if you feel like the offense kind of cleared out the system a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you mentioned that it was constipated.
Yeah.
And the seventh inning was not that. It was a release. So I do think that there is a matter of confidence that they should be going to the plate with. And there should be a matter of be aggressive at the plate. Not overly aggressive, swinging outside the strike zone. It's one of the things that they did well. When you look at forcing Cleveland pitchers in game three to throw over 150 pitches. I think it was 154. And it was good at bats. It was getting the starter out in the third inning because he had a 27-pitch first inning. Like those, you may not have scored. You may not have taken advantage of every opportunity, but if you can get to the bullpen and you could start in the playoffs, that's the whole key. How quickly can you get to the bullpen? Because not only does it pay off in that game, but if you could do it in game one, now all of a sudden it makes managing decisions for Seattle, if that happens, much tougher in games two, three, four, and five.
And Cleveland had the better bullpen. Cleveland had the best bullpen I think Detroit's going to face in the postseason. But if you can get to them, and by game three, they were throwing everybody out.
Everybody in the kitchen sink.
Yeah, and then Tiger's able to clear the system.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Let's get to DeCroy in Detroit. You're on 97.1. DeCroy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on? I was just wanting to touch bases on them Cincinnati tickets. Like, me and my brothers, you know, take our wives to away games at least once a year. And Cincy was a good game to go to. But about a month ago, you couldn't get two tickets for like $1,100 to $1,200. This week, me and my wife purchased our tickets yesterday. We got two lower bowl seats for $400. So, you know, it was like $200-something a piece. But a couple of weeks ago, you couldn't get them for less than $500 until Burroughs got hurt. So this is a good time to travel, especially go to Cincinnati up the street.
Mm-hmm. Gas prices are down right now, too.
Yeah, so I think this would be a good if people want to have like that blue out. Detroit takeover. This will be a good weekend to go take over Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. The Honolulu Blue takeover.
Yeah. It's a good find on the tickets.
Thank you. I appreciate the short.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for calling in and have a good time at the game.
Yeah. There are so many people that I've been talking to that are, even before Burrow was out, had looked at this one going, that's the game I want to go to.
So if you were already looking, and whatever ticket app you use, you were looking and you saw Sticker Shock.
Yeah.
And now you circled back like Monday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
You were very happy with what you saw. You're getting the discount. You can go watch your team put a hurting on somebody.
Yep. I'm also wondering if there's anybody that was making that trip in reverse that says, you know what? I don't want to spend the money or the time or the effort to go down for a blowout because everybody thought this was going to be an actual good game with Joe Burrow. And it may still be. I'm not burying them like someone else I know.
There's also the element, John, just going to sidestep over that one. Hits me with a shovel 50 minutes into the show. You may also just want to watch the double dip on Sunday from Detroit.
Sure.
Because the Tiger game immediately follows the Lions game. Mm-hmm. It's going to set up great. You're going to have the Lions against the Bengals, and then it should be Scooble back where he once was in Seattle growing up, throwing against the Mariners in game two. And that should start, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, right. Just after.
Yep.
The final whistle.
We got phone calls on the Tigers, ticket text on both Lions and Tiger Talk. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team
and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.